Guillermo Mash here for the November 29th edition of the Without a Roof radio program. And we're here in the studio with Susanna Boxall, a faculty member at Chico State University. Welcome to KZFR, Susanna.
Thank you for having me.
And Susanna is here about something that's near and dear to this program and near and dear to my heart, but we're going to be talking about a California Faculty Association, sponsored by California Faculty Association, but it's the CFA Social Justice Speaker Series on Homelessness, and that's going to be Friday, 12-1, in Arts 111 on campus, and it starts at 5 p.m., and we think it's going to about 7 p.m. What more do we need to know, Susanna Boxall?
Since this is happening in the Arts Building, this is the new building for the folks who are not familiar with the campus. That's the big, great building right next to the Madison Bear Garden. And this event, like you said, is sponsored by the California Faculty Association. That's the faculty union, and is part of our social justice series. And every semester, we have one or two panels where we talk about important social justice events. We have talked about, the Mechoobda tribe. We have talked about white privilege. And on Friday, December 1st, we're talking about homelessness, which is a very pressing issue in Chico and the community at large, but also when it comes to our students, since recent studies have shown that shelter insecurity and food insecurity are big problems for the student body.
So, Susanna Boxall, before we jump in here, maybe a little bit about how you got involved in this project and what it means to you.
I've been a member of the Chico community for 17 years. So I've been here since August of 2000. And I think that people who have been in Chico for a long time, we have seen Chico change. For those of us who have been here for over a decade, I think we remember a time when homelessness was not as pervasive and prevalent as it is now, and it has been a gradual change that accelerated, I think, with the financial crisis in 2008, 2009. So if you walk around downtown, if you are present here in Chico, you know that homelessness is a big problem.
It sure is. I mean, you've got three prompts here for the physical series itself. I'm going to read them real quick and maybe land and have you speak to them. But the first one was, what is the state of homelessness in Chico? How does it affect our students? And what should we do to address homelessness? So let's start with the first one. What is the state of homelessness in Chico as you see it, Susanna Boxall?
I see that the number of homeless people has spiked in the last several years. I think that the like I mentioned earlier, the financial crisis sped up homelessness, and which is not something that we see only in Chico. We know that this is a nationwide trend, that homelessness has increased across the country. And I see a lot of attempts to do something about it, but I do not see actual solutions proposed to address homelessness. So we know that homelessness has increased, and a lot of people are angry to see the homeless downtown because they're not aesthetically pleasing. We have, we know that homelessness and crime sometimes go hand in hand, homeless being pushed out of the downtown areas into the neighborhoods. So homelessness has increased, and we have tried to do something about the homelessness, but the numbers keep increasing, and we don't seem to be, at least from my perspective, taking steps to actually mitigate the problem, what is causing homelessness.
Yeah, nothing ends homelessness like a home.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. People don't have homes, just put them in homes.
We could make it really, really complicated about all the things that causes homelessness and things we need to address, but you're always going to be homeless unless you have a physical address that you're on a lease, you're on a mortgage, you're on something of legal title.
Exactly.
It's the only way to end homelessness. Maybe a quick little stop, because you'd mentioned sometimes homelessness goes hand in hand with crime. What did you mean around that?
I just think that if you are homeless and you you don't have resources. I mean, clearly, if you are on the streets, you're mm-hmm. poor. You are, yeah. you know, you're you do not have a steady income that can cover all of your necessities. So I know that, for example, there has been a drive to push the homeless out of the downtown area because they're a nuisance to business owners, that we had started seeing for those of us who live, you know, in the surrounding areas, you know, maybe a couple of miles away from downtown, that we see homeless people roaming sometimes in neighborhoods. And for example, I have had my car broken into twice. Now, I don't mean to say that homeless are criminal, but when you put people in a situation where they lack the social resources to provide for themselves, it's not surprising that some of them may commit, you know, small, you know, petty property crimes. Mm-hmm. That is what I had in mind.
Lloyd Pendleton, who came through here a couple of years ago, actually kind of prefaced it kind of like this. Unfortunately, obviously I'm ad-libbing. Unfortunately, a lot of times the criminals infiltrate the homeless community, because literally the homeless community is comprised of, by my 6 years of research, Susanna, people that are just really down and out and quote-unquote law-abiding citizens. And I know you know that, but I just wanted to kind of...
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mean to imply that the homeless are criminals. And I think that there's another layer to that particular, you know, claim about homelessness and criminality. I think it's problematic that when we make homelessness a crime, then suddenly... all homeless folks
are criminals,
but it's because we have made that a crime, not because homelessness is inherently criminal.
That's an excellent, excellent point to make. As we shift to the next one, how does it affect our students, the CSUC students?
Well, I think that it has come to a shock of many faculty members to realize the impact that these very sharp tuition increases have had in our students. I think it's a huge number if we're talking about, you know, 1 in 4, 1 in 5 students being food insecure. And I know that I have had students in my classes who have had to make the choice between, do I go to school or do I pay rent? And because they value education and they know how important it is for their futures, they have chosen to continue to pay tuition and to come to class, but they have had to give up shelter and they have had to sleep on campus in order to continue going to school. The impact of homelessness on students, it has been quite deep. And of course, when you do not have a place to sleep, that impacts your ability to perform well in school. And it's heartbreaking that students are having to make the choice between their education and putting food on the table, or their education and having a roof over their heads.
Yeah, not to mention the stress that it puts on them, you know, being physically homeless. I've been to only 2 survival classes in my life, but both of those survival classes really hammered home the first thing you need is shelter. Shelter, shelter, shelter. First thing you should be looking for is shelter. So if we got students going to college without shelter, there's a big problem with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And I think that this generation is feeling the impact of our economic situation, the tuition increases like no other generation before. You know, we used to talk about, I graduated in 2005, I came here in the early 2000s, and I got my degree, and I think I'm part of a generation of students who was able to work the summers and live, you know, me, you know, in a very Spartan way, but I never felt threatened in terms of losing my home or not being able to put food on the table. But students these days, they are literally starving students. They are literally homeless students who are couch surfing, who are sleeping in their cars just because, you know, the belt keeps cinching and cinching and cinching, and they're getting squeezed out.
Listeners just joining, we are listening and speaking with Susanna Boxall, and she is with the CSU faculty. And we're talking about a upcoming event, CFA Social Justice Speaker Series on Homelessness, Friday, 12-1, Arts Building 111 at 5 p.m. And we're going to end this short little conversation with a really important thing of, you know, what should we do to address homelessness?
I think that the first step before we talk about any kind of policy issues is we need to empathize and recognize the humanity among homeless people, that these folks are not failures, they're not criminals. These folks could be us if we had a really unfortunate personal tragedy. So stop demonizing the homeless. I think that's the first step. And I think the second step is may seem obvious. I mean, of course, when people are hungry, give them food. If they need a coat, give them a coat. So all of these services need to be provided. But at the most fundamental level, people need to have shelter. And I don't mean like a bed to sleep at night. Again, these are emergency measures. But what are we doing to give people permanent shelter? I know that there's folks out there, you know, who are proposing having tiny house villages. And we know that these experiments around the country are working, that they're very successful. But I don't know whether Chico is there yet in terms of taking seriously the claim that the silver bullet to end homelessness is to give people homes.
Yeah, it's almost amazing. Yeah. The Butte County, they had a grand jury and one of their bullets, they said, every single expert we talked to around homelessness said the lack of housing is the most critical issue. And I'm like, you know, it just kind of grates on you after you've been working this beat for like 6 years.
Absolutely.
You have to keep pounding these fundamentals.
We're wondering, you know, why is it that we have so many homeless people, you know, downtown? How about we pass laws to make homelessness illegal? And if you make homelessness illegal, you create criminals, but people are not going to say, well, I guess since now it's illegal, I'm going to stop being homeless. If it were that easy, we wouldn't have any homeless people left.
Actually, I view them, and I've said this before on other shows, I meet people daily, weekly that I consider heroes. You know, if you're a woman who's just a cancer survivor with absolutely no money, and your RV that you got 2 days prior burns to the ground and you've lost everything you had and you're still out on the street with your husband in a wheelchair. That's just one of hundreds of stories I've talked to people. These people are going through amazing trials and tribulation and they're making it work, which is sad because they so much want a place to be and they so much want to be viewed as part of the society at all.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when you hear the stories about folks who are homeless, they're really tragic stories. These are not folks who choose homelessness. Life circumstances, like, for example, medical bankruptcy, loss of a job because you're ill and you cannot work and we do not have, you know, affordable medicine in this country, leaves people homeless. And again, I think, you know, all of us are we're really one tragedy away from being in that situation. If all of the stars aligned against you, you could be the next person on the street.
One thing I've never been able to break, Susanna Boxall, all the people I've talked to is, you know, next time someone tells you how someone's homeless by choice, ask them simply why only poor people make that choice.
Yeah.
And I've not been able to break it. The closest I came was a mom. Was texting with me. Well, my son could come home anytime he wants. He has a place, but does he physically have any money? Well, he doesn't. He's poor. Yeah,
exactly. So,
any closing comments around this wonderful series? I'm gonna make at least the first hour of it without a roof. We'll be in the house. CFA Social Justice Speaker Series on Homelessness, Friday 12/11, Arts 111, which is the new Arts Building, right?
The new Arts Building.
Arts Building. New.
I would say please come. We're going to have a series of speakers, but the key is to have a discussion and to come up with solutions. We're going to have faculty members who are experts on the issue in the audience or on the panel. And I think that some of us, or we know just a little part of it, but there's just so many layers to homelessness that I think devoting 2 hours to this and having an open conversation will be very fruitful.
It will be. And it's 5 p.m. and I'm raising my hands because it's a new building. I'm kind of going, well, what if that arts building wasn't there, but you actually had low income, affordable housing, so no one was homeless in Chico? That's a big home. That's a big building. It seemed like that would be a nice place. You see how I'm going with that? Housing. CSU, we need more housing.
We need more housing.
Thank you so much for coming on, Susanna Boxall.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.